Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to IIT Women's Soccer. We're here at IIT's field. We're going to pause a minute for the national anthem. Okay, folks, welcome back again. We are here broadcasting from IIT's lovely, lovely soccer field here. We've got the Scarlet Hawks of IIT versus Beloit's Buccaneers. Our goalie on the Buccaneer side is going to be number 0, Olivia Nassatier. Our goalie for Illinois Tech is going to be Jessica Park. Starting players for IIT are going to be Catherine Nishimoto, Anita Fetchenpang, Marina Eras, Kirsten Robinson, Daisy Teles, Madison Harris, Elizabeth Bremer, Greta Zola, Venica Jarvis, and April Wanangas. Right. Starting players for the Buccaneers are going to be Keena McCombs, Katie Lacoste, Hannah Metcalf, Jordan Murch, Courtney Kervorst, Nicole Habel, Alicia Hunter, Candace Cunningham, Bree Partida, and Tegan Rock. Head coach for IIT is Shane Ellison, assisted by Leon Brown, Kristen Barrett, Megan Zubert, and a trainer, Joe Rekrusiak. For the Buccaneers, coach is going to be Nick Chapman, assisted by Amanda Urish, Jamison Kronzer, and a student coach, Alexis Miller. And we're underway here. We start off, we are downfield on the Buccaneers side. It looks like it's going to be a corner kick, or a placed in by the corner to the goalie. And that's Nassatier. Nassatier's going to take a kick out of the corner of the goalie box. Boots it out center field, headed off an IIT player. Now we got IIT. Daisy Teles kicks forward to
Bremer, number 11 from
Bremer.
Illinois. Yep. You know, the lineup, they have the formation from the Eastern team is 4-3-1-2. They'd be more offensive. And the Scarlets has 3 defenders, 4 midfields, and 3 offensive players.
Okay, and just to let you know who we are here, we are broadcasting live on the Scarlet Hawk Network. This is Chris Hamilton
with Sergio Venegas.
Sergio Venegas, and we are here to give you the lowdown. Right now we are on our side of the field at Beloit ball going inbounds. Thrown in by Alicia Hunter.
You can see that this is a complicated game because both teams trying to reach the game and winning this one. So in this time, they got the number 15 going forward, trying to pass the number 2, Nishimoto, that make a beautiful slide and recover the ball with the number 13, Jarvis, taking all the space. And now pass to the number 8, that is Teles, open the field. And they have pressure from the Benot team. So we can see what's going to be this time, because the last games, the the Scarlets doesn't have anyone that make that bridge. The only person that could be that is the number 6 Robinson. That is the star player that I see playing better in the other games.
I'd have to agree. Robinson has given a solid performance this year so far. Let's see if that holds up.
We hope so. And now we have a call, a delayed call from the referee. It's a free kick. Cover for the number 2, Nishimoto. It's going to be long.
Off the head of IIT. Off a second head. We got a whistle.
Yeah, they have a charge from the back. From the number 14, it's Merch from Beloit. And now once again, number 2, Nishimoto, that is the captain, one of them, of the Scarlet's going to...
Scarlet Hawks for IIT.
Yeah, it's going to cover this game. It's gonna, this fault is going to send it to the middle of the box. Nope, it's reaching for the number 11, Bremer, that is being all defensive on this time, taking to the number 10, that is Harris, and puts it back. Once again, they lost the ball and going to launch it, and could be a good offensive, but Beloit team number 15, that is Sevros, they miss the ball and they have the throwing in for the Scarlets in the right side.
Thrown in by Jarvis, off to Harris, and back out again.
Merch, number 14, was the person who applied continue the offensive from the Scarlets. And now they try to go long. And they still have this fight. This is Robinson with the skills that she already proved the last game. Miscommunication with the number 11. That is Bremer. And now...
Beloit's Cunningham, unsure what to do with the ball. Passes off. Is out of bounds. Going to be brought back in by number 13, Venica Jarvis. I'm sorry, I take that back. Well, yes.
Yes, it's Jarvis. And now Scarlett's tried to make a change of field. Side by side and caught it by the number 8, that is Lacoste. And the number 9 is struggling to get in the pass just into the defender's persons. They have from the left side reaching the number 15, that is Sevros once again. And the goalkeeper, Park, they grab the ball and going faster with the number 8, that is Tejes. Once again with Jarvis, making short passes and trying to open the field. That is so much good. Oh, miss. Bad control from the number 18, making a long run, and he can't get it. Unfortunately for the Scarlets. So.
We got an out of bounds on the cross of field. Being brought back in by IIT.
No, they
nope,
the ball.
I take that back.
Yep.
They switched off. Back in by Bennett.
They call a foul.
Ah.
A charge from the back. We don't see that so clearly because. The referee with the flag says the ball belongs to the Scarlets, and the main referee calls that it's a foul. So once again, they got a ball, the goalkeeper, Park, dressing with a beautiful blue, completely blue, and it's going to be long to the midfield.
Almost like a robin egg blue. The rest of the team is dressed in white with red stripes.
And the numbers in red.
In red.
Oh, there's a push over Jarvis and doesn't call anything about the referee. The number 15, that is Sevrost, is making a little fault, but they don't call it. So let's see what's going to happen.
It's also early on. We'll see if that they get a little more perceptive with their calls, too. It tends to change during the game sometimes.
Yep, and we have the first corner kick of the match covered by Sevrost. It's 30 minutes to go, and it's the first time we see that ball is going to be an opportunity for the Buccaneers. They all make like a hole in the outside of the box. That's this regular player that you train on the trainees, and they make the movement. Let's see what happened. No, too short. Woo! Almost there, and still the ball in the middle. They can take it off.
Heavy defense on the goal by the IIT side.
Yep. That's be the weak point on the corner kicks of the Scarlets. They have received like 3 scores over like that side the last game, that they lost 3-2, and was for that reason. They cover side, no man by man, so that is a mistake.
Exactly. You don't know where it's going to go. The yeah. Breeze will take it anywhere. You got to stay man by man, or in this case, lady by lady.
And now they call a foul. It's not too far. It could be a good opportunity to throw straight to the goalkeeper. Let's see how many persons going to put it on the barrier. It's going to be put 2. And the number 14 is make the cover to the center and get it fast.
Easy and then stop Park. By Park.
Yeah, Park make it easy. It looks easy, but it's not too easy.
No, it's not. Not when it's coming at you. It's easy from our angle.
Yeah, but the ball bounces before get it to the hand, so it's complicated. You make a mistake and the ball is going to be through, and the offense will be have the opportunity to score. Now they make a mistake. Park's a little nervous. We can see that. And Beloit team is making a lot of pressure with the number 20.
Hunter,
and they try to go in through the defenders. They react good with two headers, and Robinson make a good
high
move.
Knee.
Yeah, and now they have the time. But still having that
ball stolen. Stolen from Hunter by Bremer for IIT. Pass it down, and it's going to be out of bounds.
Balls to the Buccaneers. They have miscommunication. It's been all the season that issue. The miscommunication. You can hear how the wind blows.
The wind.
And it's complicated even for the teams because the ball is going to move so much with this kind of wind. They try to open the Buccaneers side by side, making run to the number 4 and continue with the ball. The number 14, that is Merch, open the field to the number 20, that is Hunter, once again to Merch. And maybe that could be a fault. Yeah, a fault is called by the referee. And see, this is another good opportunity. The number 15. That is Sevrost, isn't it?
It is. Courtney Sevrost.
He's going to cover.
Sevrost.
He's looking for the coach if they charge straight to the goalkeeper or just make a center. They decide to make a center in the middle and going all the way down. So we have... You can hear the coach. That is not too happy.
Yeah, that's Beloit's coach.
Yeah. So Nishimoto is going to cover.
It's going to be... Nick Chapman is the coach of Beloit, the head coach. We hear.
Yep, you hear it. He's so good making expressions and taking decisions. We see how it's going to be this game. So now Beloit
back
lose.
And forth along the line on the far side. Yeah. Beloit's got control right now.
Yeah, but they don't have one that grabs the ball and make the passes to the connection.
That seems to be the problem so far. They can get the ball, they just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. And always it's complicated if you receive the ball on your back. You can make a turn and then decide where passing where player to give the pass. So here comes the number 4. A change of ball. This is the first time that the goalkeeper, Nasatir, grabs it on the gray shirt. And the pants on the shirt is blue with a stripe white and open to the left side.
She's going to throw that out.
Yep. And here comes, first time Robinson grabbed the ball straight and almost
snatched by the Buccaneers. We got Lacoste coming up to the ball, sends it back, and it goes out of bounds.
I like that this formation from the Scarlet, they changed it. It has two offensive players, three midfields, and Robinson is over there. Robinson knows how to treat good the ball, so she's going to be like the bridge. Well, that's what I see.
I think you're right.
And they're trying to reach them because she knows exactly how to do with the ball and how to do it. He has a very good skills, and I hope they have the best performance today. So now the Buccaneers have the ball for the number 14. That is merged to the number 22. And Jarvis caught the ball, but they don't have the informants. And
IIT.
Communication games with Park.
Park kicks it away.
Yeah. With
number
a lot of
six.
Trouble. Robinson. Is that player that I told you. She knows exactly what to do, and when she has the ball, she's giving the time for the offenses make the moves and create opportunities for the
And that's why they place her in the middle, so she
yep.
can go either way.
Yep, go and back and forward, and it's good doing that, and he has the condition I see in the last game.
Thrown in by IIT and bounced back out off of one of their own.
It could be called a foul because they charge it from the back, so that is why the number 4, that is Pechang, they can control the ball. Now we have the issues because the referee is giving the play. Don't call it everything, but it's fine.
It's along the line on the far side. They're having a hard time getting it off the line. They bounce back out again.
And there is 33 minutes to go, and the game is tied 0-0, and Pechang is trying to take the ball, control it, and send it to the number 12 that passes the ball between the midfield and the defenders from Belois, and they have to control it once again, open the field. That's the way. You must be changing it and open the field, making the other person's run and get tired so easy. The number 20 has all the powerful.
Number 20, Hunter for Bennett.
Yeah. And here comes.
Brings it all the way across up to the front of the IIT territory. And
it's going to be a throw-in from Belois.
Unfortunately, we have a huge pole right here, and that just blocks that one portion of our view.
Sebros is going to cover or take the throw. Oh, no, they call a foul, actually. So this is going to be a center. You're going to see, once again, all the below team making like a hole, taking to the far of the field, and they're going to make the movement. It's complicated.
Brought back in by Kurvost of Bennett.
Yeah, and if you don't cover girl by girl, you cover by son, that's going to be a problem.
Again, especially with the wind, you don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, and here comes Park, miscommunication. This is the opportunity to Sebras.
They're up on the
and
goal.
And Jarvis make stop it, and they clear the ball exactly as perfect as she can do.
Lacoste moves it forward down the field, stopped by Bennett.
Number 30 minutes, and it's the first attempt to score for a miscommunication between Park and Jarvis over there to save it. That's good from the defender.
Definitely.
Being in the right place at the right moment. So good luck for the Scarlets.
So far, a lot of our action is staying in the midfield. We're not seeing too much activity at the goal so far.
Yeah, always in the midfield is the battle for the balls. You can see how hard they play it. And the ball's going out, so it's going to have a throw for the Scarlets. And it's going to be
5. Eras. McCombs.
Eras? It's 5 or 15?
I think it's 5.
I think it's Eras.
Could be wrong. I can't see that left shoulder there.
Yeah,
nope, it's 5.
Eras.
This.
So now the Buccaneers with the number 9.
Buccaneers make a move down the field.
Metcalf. What a spin from Metcalf. And
ooh,
the
and a sliding stop.
Flies. Nice. But
she's managed to hold on to the ball, and a beautiful stop by Park.
She do what the Leafs must be doing. Just make the cut to the center and try to shoot. Unfortunately, they put the shot right to the keeper, that is Park, and grab it so good, with so confidence.
Great control.
Yeah. Many times passing, and you get more comfortable on the field. You can see it with the Scarlets. And here comes once again the Buccaneers.
Making a move.
Yeah.
We got Metcalf
and now
for Bennett. Or Beloit.
Yeah, Beloit.
Brought back in.
All the balls is going to be from the number 9, that is Metcalf. So we need to take care about her. You're going to hear it a lot, even
comes
Shimoto
down
and Park.
And a ball kick kind of loosely down the field, and Park is going to grab it.
Yeah, he bounces 3 times. Here it comes.
Oh. Here's a kick off towards the left side of the field. Number 8 there, and number 20 from Bennett. Hunter stops right in to get the ball. Sent it down. IIT gets the ball back, and it's bounced out of bounds.
Bremer, they don't do the right control of the ball. That is why they lose it. And now it's going to, once again, Jarvis and number 15 from the other team, Cerberus. It's going to be the fight of the day, if you want to see like that. And Jarvis is winning at this point, giving to Park, and Park kick it away. Not too far, but kick it away.
Kick it away nonetheless. Anywhere
outside.
Away from the goal.
Yeah, that's it. So
again, so far we are scoreless here in the first half with 29 minutes to go with IIT Scarlet Redhawks, or Scarlet Hawks, versus the Bennett Buccaneers.
So you see they taking the right side. It's going to attack in Jarvis. Sebros is be the key to open the score. We see that on the lot. So if I was the coach, I would request more help to Jarvis and try to stop Zebra. And now you can see how the Illinois is trying to recover the ball by the number 6, Robinson, that's a warrior. You can see how they fight every ball at every time. And Zebra's going to cover faster. See how desperate it is. She knows that it's opportunity, but the referee stopped her and say, you're going to cover when I blow the whistle. And Park is putting 3 persons in the barrier and just put it to the left side. This would be a bad decision. I will be moving just a little more to the middle to avoid the shot.
I would agree, too. They are set a little far back and to the side for this.
Yeah. If Sebra...
It's a rolling shot wide of the goal.
Yeah, I think she could be going up, reaching for the angle, and maybe with a good effect and the wind that is blowing, it could be a good option. Now we have a change. It's going Jarvis out, and the number 24 is going to cover the position. So it's going to be now. No, it's taking the midfield.
And number 24 is Gobo Azade Terene.
So now they change.
No. For IIT.
Yep. They still have remained four defenders, and they put it to cover number 50, the number 18. So
IIT's, the Hawks are staying a little heavy on defense, whereas the Buccaneers are moving more of their effort towards the offense.
They put it a lot of pressure. You can see how they put it like two lines of four players, and they put a lot of pressure over the Scarlets, and that is why they can get that breach and go in so easy. And now Robinson has the opportunity.
Once again, Robinson ball snatched by Bennett, number 14.
Yeah, she doesn't understand the play. Merch doesn't understand the play. And now it's going to be the battle.
We're battling again. We're in midfield around center ring.
Nice anticipation by the number 20, Hunter. What they call the referee?
We got a whistle.
Yeah, it's a foul nearest to the midfield. And Buccaneers is going to cover this shot.
It's a Buccaneer ball. I'm not sure what the foul was. It's brought back in by Cunningham for Beloit.
It's a late call. They're going to send it to the...
She's kicking off towards the corner. Nobody's there. It's going to bounce out of bounds.
Yeah. Well...
Be brought back in by Park. Handed off to number two.
Nishimoto. Yeah. You should be known that the best thing that happens... Oh, we have an injury. And they call in the assistance over the number 20... 23, I think so. No, 22.
22 on Bennett's side.
Partida.
Brie Partida.
Yeah, maybe they receive a smash in the face, perhaps.
I'm not sure she was behind the other players when it happened, so I didn't see it either.
He's touching the right cheek.
She's walking off on her own accord, so that's good.
And but here comes the substitution. The number 19 for Partida is taking her place.
19 is going to be Lily Hogg coming in play.
So
I think you're right. I believe she did take a ball or a cleat or something in the face there. She's a little rubbing on the right side.
Yep. And you can see now the Scarlets make like a hole, talking what is going on. Try to make together and see how they can figure and get a skull that everybody is waiting for. Now it's still remaining 25 minutes on the clock. Here comes Nishimoto.
Taking her time. Looking over the field. She's going to kick it out. It's going to go towards the far side of the field near the line.
And you see how all the players went to that side. And they know they're going to try to launch it over there. And here comes once again the Scarlets.
Scarlets moving forward across the center line. Stopped by Rock of Bennett. Or Beloit, I'm sorry. Going to number five, which is McCombs.
Good defender.
Or Eras.
Good defender, and they smash the ball against the number 17, Hubble, and gets the throw-in for the Scarlets. It's going to be a long. Oh, they slip at the ball, so it's complicated. And the wind, you can
hear a lot of people charging.
How it blows. And Robinson is fighting for that ball.
Back in bounds again.
It's like the fifth foul from Robinson. He always tried to get the ball, and they do it from the number 14 that is merged. That is a good opportunity once again from the Buccaneers from that point. And it's attacking with five players.
And once again, this is at least their third or fourth opportunity with a free shot here.
Yep.
All of which have gone unanswered.
They're knocking the door, but they don't receive. Ooh,
the action's going around the goal now.
Way. Yeah, nobody goes and just push the ball.
It rolled right past Park in front of the goal, but nobody there to tap it in.
You see what is the error. They are covering not by girl by girl or man to man.
They're covering zones.
So you see how all the balls crossing all the box and nobody touching. So looking for the Scarlets and nobody over there. But they're knocking and knocking and knocking and nobody answer from the Buccaneers. And here comes Robinson.
We got a rush by the Hawks here.
Water control, I can see you. All the ball is going to be with Robinson. She knows exactly what to do in the time moment, and the time is now.
Robinson loses the ball off of Bennett, comes back off of IIT. Sort of dancing off the heads of a couple people. IIT gains control. We're in center field right at the line. IIT pushing strong, and Bennett takes a shot and knocks it back down.
Nobody's putting the ball on the field, and that's a mistake because you don't have the control of how they bounce. Now, the Buccaneers are pressing a lot by
again,
the number 17.
Heavy on the defense.
Yep. That's IIT. The strongest part. That's the strongest part of the Scarlets. All the games, the defense has to be at the right place at the right time.
A little shove there by one of the Beloit players, number
15. That is Sebrost.
But nobody seemed to notice, so it's all right. Ball is kicked out of bounds in the corner, the left corner of the IIT side of the field.
And we have Partida has some eyes on the right cheek. Like I told you, could be an elbow something.
Either elbow or a ball, one of the two.
Yeah. And here comes the second corner kick of the game.
By Beloit. Kick comes across.
It's a good one. Ooh, the number 21. They jump
kick.
Along Cunningham, but they can't get it.
They don't. Nobody takes advantage of it. They let it hit the ground and bounce away, and it casually crosses out the other side and goes out of bounds.
And I can see when she jumped, somebody touched the back, and they give you out of balance. So maybe she wasn't able to get that hit and score for first time and open the game.
For that's all it takes.
0-0 at 22 minutes still remaining on the clock.
IIT bumps it out of bounds. Bennett, but no, I'm sorry, Beloit. I did Bennett last night. That's why I keep saying that. Beloit throws it back in, has control. We got Hunter passing the ball forward. We got a little pile of players there on both sides. Knocked out of bounds, brought back in by Beloit.
Nishimoto always.
Nishimoto knocks it away.
Always be there. It's like a wall. If you need to throw to reach them or try to pass them, then
you're going through Nishimoto.
Yeah, and you say the ball's going to or the player, no bot. But without foul, so I make that clear.
That's nice.
She's a good player. Now they have a call, a late call from the referee, and Nishimoto's cover faster to try to get
sent
out
it downfield.
Yeah,
bounced back by Beloit, right back to center field.
Yeah.
IIT sends it back down again.
And here comes Severa. It's going to be one-on-one.
Here comes a run by Beloit, stopped by the Hawks. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds.
No, they call it once again. A play call. And Nishimoto's going to cover once again.
Nishimoto with control. Surveys the field. Everybody is covering man-to-man. She sent it downfield far towards the goals area, and it is caught by the goalkeeper.
Beshan Peng is the connection between Nishimoto and a boy Robinson. I suggest that we must be looking for Robinson to be the bridge and get it all the ball. You can see how she fights for the ball, and now it's going to Peng Feng.
And she sent it downfield, and it gets past everybody and stopped again by the goalkeeper, Nasatir, for Beloit.
It's the second straight that she must be have working.
Nasatir kicks it out.
Not too good.
No.
But
just outside the box it goes. Beloit does have control. Stopped by the Hawks. And Wanangas brings it back down.
And they have a good opportunity.
Coming towards the goalie's box, center field. Oh, and stopped by Beloit. And they kick the ball back towards the center, and we do have a whistle.
Yeah, she's light, arrived later, and that is why they called the foul, because they lost the position, the Buccaneers. And it's a good call. You can be pissed off with the referees, doing a good job. And now they try to open the field with the number 20, Hunter, and she will be reaching, as usually, as a Sebrost. And now
she sends it upfield
to the number 9, Metcalf.
Metcalf stopped by IIT and sent back again midfield.
It's been a little rough game because they both want to score as fast as they can. And you can see it's going to be complicated game for both teams.
Well, the problem is, too, the players start to get anxious with that 0-0 score. They get real anxious, and they want to see something up there, and everybody starts pushing real hard.
Yeah, when you score, you get the relaxation that's supposed to get it. So let's see who is going to be the first one. And everybody, I can guarantee, nobody wants to be on tie game.
No.
Nobody.
And we're down in the center portion of the field again. Bennett Beloit has control. Tangled up with number 6 of IIT.
Robinson. That
Robinson again.
She's
everywhere.
She's everywhere. She's a warrior. She fights every ball. Like was the last game ball, gameplay. And you can see it's going to be right away defending because she's the best thing that she does. See what I told you?
She's always in there.
Always going for the ball. And now it becomes like attack. And that's good.
Now we're going to be coming down towards the box on the Beloit side. Beloit gets a hold of the ball, sends it back out. We're midfield moving down towards the IIT half. Led by number 14, which is Merch. Passes it off.
To the change, number 19.
To Hogg.
Yeah. And you can see the, how they make the change between the 8 is covering her and now the number 5 going to help them. That is Erraz make the change and cover him. So we got a substitution, number 2.
For Beloit.
For Zebros, yep.
So that's going to be Genesis Dade coming in the game.
And Hunter's a search to the bench and get some fresh water because you don't see how hot is the day, but it's going to remain and keeping you settled down, and it's going to be a complicated game because it looks like the wind's blowing. But
oh,
the
when
hot,
you're running around the whole time.
But the hut doesn't go in.
Doesn't go away.
Yeah, doesn't help you a lot.
Park sends it out down
Robinson.
The field. Oh, it was Robinson, I'm sorry. We're in midfield coming across, and it is out of bounds. Beloit will throw it back in. Gonna hug the line on the far side, still center field, off to number 14 of Beloit, who sends kicks it shot downfield, stopped off the head of a Hawk. And we're hovering around center field right now. Number 10 just sends it off to
number eight. Try to launch us.
Number 8 sends it downfield. It looks like it's gonna go all the way down to Nasatir.
You see, he tried to reach Ben Feng, but the issue is he sent it too far, too high, so it's evolved to the goalkeeper. And
not the good control.
No.
Right, here comes Robinson getting in the action with a quick flip down the field, and it's going to go to Nasatir, and Nasatir is going to throw it back out. Nasatir looks around.
It's gonna be
she's
going
to kick to the right side, about center field, off the head of IIT. Bounce back down towards Beloit's.
Oh, right on the hand. That hurts a lot.
It does. Beloit goes to kick it out. Number 21 off the hand of number 11 on the IIT side. Big kick.
Ooh, right.
Big
to the
kick
post.
Off the post by number 8. Daisy Tellez right off the left post and passed the goal, but it did not go in.
Nasatir doesn't know where it's going the ball, so she assumed the ball is going to be out. Lucky for her, they smashed the post because it's going to be a first time scoring shoot in the 15 minutes and remaining. So there is a first attempt, and lucky for Nasatir and for the Buccaneers.
It came off the pole. Ball was on a bounce, thrown back in by IIT.
And Robinson is going to charge. No, it's going to cover, isn't it? Yeah, she is.
I think so.
And it's good because he's a right shooter. So if they put it the right effect, he's going to put it on the angle.
And Robinson's going to kick off the corner of the box.
That is a good opportunity, isn't it?
It is. And right now,
I will put 5 on the barrier, not 3 like she's doing.
Everybody's covering the man-to-man or lady-to-lady basis. Shot is high over the goal.
So
and we'll be brought back in by Nasatir.
They missed this one, but it's like a 2 calls, warning calls to the Beloit team. Straight, 2 shots, almost 1 getting there. So let's see what's going to happen.
And so far, when these teams do come into these situations, they are not breaking from man-to-man formation. So if the ball goes past, they're not even trying unless it's coming in their general direction. So it's all up to the goalkeeper on the Beloit side. Robinson tangled up with a Beloit player, goes down. Robinson's up and off.
Ben Sheng, she has a speed I haven't seen. And here comes,
a kick.
Almost there.
Just wide to the left of the goal.
Now you can see that the Scarlets is making pressure, and the goalkeeper, they can kick so high and so far, so it's going to be at least on the middle of the middle field.
Definitely.
So they put it advantage, so they know that. They don't know that, so they put it three offensive and other two players in the yellow
Nassetier
line. And there is
kicks shallow on the right side off to number 20.
And now they try to go in deeper,
Hunter.
Nishimoto received a kick.
Nishimoto is not letting anything pass.
No? It's like a wall.
It most definitely is. Now we just come past the center line back into the Hawks side of the field. We got number 17.
Hebel.
Chasing down number 5.
Now they relieve the pressure that the Buccaneers already have.
Beloit kicks the ball, bounces off a Hawk, and sends back into the center field. There we go, sent downfield. IIT is coming along the outside.
But it's 4-2. It's complicated.
It is. They are heavily guarded.
And now they have four.
There's a kick.
4-5. So, unfortunately, the Nassetier is being so accurate at this
right
time.
To Nassetier.
Yeah. So she takes a lot of time. She needs to walk a lot because she doesn't have that power to send it far away across in the midfield at least.
Needs a little build-up.
Looking for French Hen.
And we're all along the outside
this
the goalie box, and it's a kick, and Nassetier stops it.
You know, the Petrchenk, they have a slip. If they don't slip, oh, damn, it's going to be a good shoot.
Yeah, that Petrchenk, I agree. Petrchenk did take a little slide as she went to do the kick and lost a little power behind that.
I see that the Scarlets are more comfortable than the other games, and I like it seeing that. And the Buccaneers are struggling to relieve that pressure that at this point they have.
We get a hard run by number 2.
And here
Genesis
comes
Dade.
And he scores!
We got our first goal, and that is going to be Genesis Dade of Beloit, who just came in a few minutes ago for a substitution.
Yeah.
And that's going to be our first goal of the game.
And you know something? That is like a nice scoop.
It was a nice textbook shot.
Yep. And this is a ice bucket to the intention of the Scarlets. And we have another.
We've got Hebel of Beloit coming out, and coming in is going to be
number 10,
which is Riley Partin.
So let's see how it goes to the Scarlets. They were playing so good. Unfortunately, they received the first goal.
Robinson sent it across center field off to number 4.
Perfect. And he continued to be the offensive girl from Scarlets tonight.
Fetchenpang takes a shot.
Tried to send a center.
From the corner, off the side of the goal.
Looking for the number 9 and the number 11. That be Bremer.
Nassetier taking her time, looking over the field before she sends it back out.
But you can see how all the team moves.
Everybody is shifted
side.
To the left side.
Yeah.
And that's what she does. Off the head of Robinson, right back down into the box. And Beloit will try to grab the ball on the way and knock it out of bounds. Can be brought back in by Tellez for IIT.
That they have the opportunity to avoid dividing the ball like they do it, try to pass it outside the box, and they have like short passes that is so much comfortable, so much easy. If you put it the number 20 to the other side, it's so complicated that the offensive player could get and reach them. So you have the ball under control. Now you're going to see how they're going to divide the ball, and it's going to be like a losing because it's like a flip a coin. You don't know who's going to get it.
You don't know.
That's what I do. See what I told you once again?
Nassetier sends it over again to the left side where everybody's waiting. Beloit kicks it forward, and it's shot back by a Hawk off the back of the heel of Fetchenpang.
Nice combinations. They're trying to reach them.
Little battle in the corner of the box, the far corner of the box. Knocked out of bounds, will be brought back in by IIT.
you know something? All the pressure now is to the Scarlets. They must be trying to tie the game and try to win. So
this is what we were talking about before with the mental game.
Yep.
You know, everybody starts to get a little sluggish when it's 0-0, but all of a sudden the point appears. Now everybody's got to turn it up.
Yeah, and Robinson fights once again for the ball.
And now what we're seeing is, whereas before we were all heavily in the center, now we're starting to move towards the Beloit goal, where things are kind of heap up down there.
Yeah, but they score, so they have like the confidence.
Exactly.
And now they know to know how to administrate the ball.
Beloit kicks the ball down center, stopped by Robinson.
No, it's Harris, number 5.
Harris, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. And now we have a substitution.
Who do we have?
Number 12 from the Buccaneers team. It's going to substitute the number 20.
We've got number 12 is Rain Lowen Thomas coming in for Alicia Hunter.
Hunter is tired. I can see he's struggling to run. You can see he's trying to recover on the bench.
A little catch on the breath, but she's been busy. She's been in most of the plays of this game. She's been right up there. Beloit's got control of the ball. There's hover around midfield. Sent down into the box of IIT. Beloit's bringing a heavy charge, but the defense is there and waiting.
Nishimoto used the head.
Nishimoto blocked it with her head. Yeah. Bounces wide to the left of the goal. Again, Nishimoto is there for everything.
Yeah.
You're not going down the field without encountering her.
And now here comes from the other side. They're going to cover girl to girl. But they make like a movement, like a straight lane in the penalty point. So let's gonna see how it's gonna cover this corner kick.
We got a heavy cluster formation right here, right in front of the goal. And it's gonna bounce off, I believe, a Beloit player and go out of bounds.
Yeah, she tries to control the ball. Unfortunately, she doesn't do it right. And that is why the ball's going out. Sorry for the wind, we can avoid that.
That one is beyond our control.
Yeah. You can see how the ball stops spinning because the wind is blowing so hard that they put it back. So it's complicated.
Now, no one's giving an inch right here. We are in a dead heat.
Yes.
Right now, we're passing it back and forth along the far side line, in and out, in and out. It's going to be brought back in this time by Beloit.
7 minutes in the remaining clock. So
Beloit tries to take control of the ball.
Have an opportunity. This is the best thing that could happen to the Buccaneers because you freeze the ball, you got a free shot, and you can send it straight to the box, and somebody means that you can score the second one. That is a good opportunity.
Most definitely, and it's a high kick right to the center of the box. And IIT not giving an inch. The Hawks are not letting that ball go by.
Ooh, that is a foul.
That's a foul.
Yeah, number 18, Wanagas. Get leg.
Caught the leg.
They moved the ball so good with the skills.
She caught the leg of Dade.
She scores the first goal. So
yes, Dade was the one.
She knows exactly how to do with the ball, and I see that she exactly have the good skills, and now it has another opportunity. Like I told you, this
now
is the
best
thing that could happen to the Buccaneers.
Corner kick from the left side of the IIT. Beloit kicks the ball in off the head of IIT. Beloit sends a shot back towards the goal. And then a high kick over the goal. I didn't quite see what that came off of, but it was high and wide.
You see how they control the ball with the chest and put it like a pass. Unfortunately, the ball bounced, and that is why the shot going so high. But
yes,
it was a good opportunity. If the ball's going to be on the floor, it's going to be the second time they scored. Now they have issues from Scarlets.
Yes, they definitely lose a lot of control when it's in the air.
Yeah. Girl to girl, it's complicated. Even you have Nishimoto defending. So once again, comes the number 2. That is the offensive again. Girl from Beloit.
Nobody giving an inch again.
Nope.
Heavy cluster along the outside of the box. Pushed back a little towards center field. Coming back in again. We got Beloit on a run.
And you can see Beloit is using two lines of 4 players and only three defenders waiting against
Thomas from Beloit brings it along the corner. Stopped by... looked like that was Robinson, kicked it off, back off to the side. It's going to go out of bounds, brought back in by Thomas of Beloit.
And there is the pressure. You can see they don't let it pass and take it away the ball. So it's a bad execution, but lucky for the Scarlets. Now Nishimoto's gonna cover the kick, like I told you. They're making pressure, so at this point, the first thing that's gonna happen is the end of the first half.
Everybody's staying very heavy on coverage, man-to-man, or again, woman-to-woman in this case, but staying very tight with their other person. Nobody's giving an inch.
And Pepin almost controlled the ball, but almost doesn't work.
We're back in the center field. Beloit's got the ball, bringing it back down. IIT kicks it back into center field. Fetchenpeng just a little too short to get her head on that one.
You see the difference of the size?
Yes.
It matters.
It does.
If Pepin used the body to move her, doesn't matter because it's too high and she was so easy to hit it and get it
just a little too short.
Complicated, but it's a good opportunity. Maybe one time it's gonna get in through.
Ball knocked out of bounds on the far side by IIT. Beloit will bring it back in. They throw in and bounced it right back out, so it's gonna be brought back in by IIT number
five,
I believe.
Eras.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna put it in. Once again with Pep Feng, that is the name that you're gonna hear a lot. She's the striker, and now
got a whistle.
What they call?
I'm not sure, but it was on Beloit.
Oh, do you know the number 21? They want to pull faster.
All right.
Cunningham is gonna cover this ball.
Cunningham sends it.
Why does she doesn't do that when they have the opportunity?
They had people right here, but instead of passing to one of the people, she kicked it high and wide and shot it down to the other box, hoping to gain some field, but again, passing up a lot of open players.
Here comes Vanegas, trying to reach Robinson.
Back in the center field again.
And once again, Robinson's looking for the ball.
Back and forth we go, back and forth we go in the center, knocked out of bounds.
Did you see that play? They moved the ball back and forward, far away from his goalkeeper and getting the possession. So that's the important thing. The best way that you can defend is getting the ball.
And gain control.
Uh-huh. And be attacking like they're doing. So the Buccaneers need to know, oh, nice move. They step the ball and move. Beautiful. But unfortunately, see, they lost the ball. You only three strikers. And Benoit attacks with two lines of four players. That is complicated to defend.
Oh, and here we come. Beloit's making a charge again. That's Dade. Genesis Dade again, making a hard move forward down the field. Just outside the goal, and down she goes.
And it's a penalty kick.
It is. It looks like she's hurt.
Yeah, and guess who did that?
I'm not sure that is right.
Nishimoto.
I think so. That's slides. Right behind our pole.
Yeah, but I think.
No, she's looking like she's hurt pretty good, unfortunately. So we're going to take a minute while they make sure. Oh, she's getting up. Well, maybe she's going to walk off on her own accord. Hopefully so.
Okay, so now Park.
She's back on her feet.
Yep, Park must be one-on-one against the cover of the penalty kick. So he's going to see if they're going to.
It looks like whatever it was caught her right leg. She's giving a little rub there, but looks like she's going to be okay.
March is going to cover the penalty kick. So, let me see. The coach is requesting a card for that entrance, for the slide.
Yeah.
And the referee is not,
calling it.
So it's a right. So usually they should be charged to the right side because it's so more comfortable. Let's see where side to side. Ooh, she missed.
That's a nice stop.
She hit the post, but you know what is the reason? Because she covers to the left side. She's mm-hmm. a right, so it's so much easier if you charge or cover the ball to the right side. The right side is just so much easier than the left.
It's more natural.
Yeah, exactly. More natural, and you don't need to cross and move your waist. That is why you don't put the right foot
in front of left.
That side. Almost far from the goalkeeper, but hit the bar, and they
lost
a great
out.
Opportunity. So it's still 1-0 with 1 minute and 30 seconds remain on the shot clock.
So far, we're back heavy down midfield, coming into the box of IIT, back out into the midfield. Heavily
Robinson.
Covered. You know, IIT sent it downfield off to the corner.
Do you know that this play, it could be changed the game? because you've been winning 2-0 and now you're only winning by one. And they give hops to the Scarlets, and it's supposed to be almost the first ending. 1 minute remaining, you hear that. So let's see how that affects at the end of the game.
There's a kick off to Nish. Stopped by
Nasatir, but
she's
not accurate. She was so doubting. You see how they played, how they bounce the ball, and she attacked it not too good. So if you want to score her, you need to shoot it from long. She's not too accurate. You see that on that play.
I did.
30 seconds remain.
Hanging around the center of the field. Beloit pushes forward. Number 12 sends it up to Dade. Number 2. Number 2's coming in. She comes in front of the goal, comes in front, passes it over, and it's a shot, and it's a score by number 9. Hannah Metcalf for Beloit is going to score goal number 2 with 14.9 seconds left here in the first half.
Oh, complicated for the Scarlets.
Look of annoyance on the Hawks' face.
Yeah. Now, the offensive guard from the Beloit team is the number 2.
Yes.
3 times, 1 penalty kick. Damn, you need to cover her by
yeah,
girl.
Dade is in. Dade is in all over the place for Beloit. Even with getting knocked down a couple minutes ago, she's back up right into the game like nothing ever happened. The ball's going to go out of bounds, and that's going to end the first half. And again, our score right now is 2-0 in the favor of the Beloit Buccaneers over the Scarlet Hawks of Illinois Tech.
Maybe she's a birthday girl because
they are quite celebrating down here.
Yep.
Beloit is in heavy celebration, smiles and cheers all across at the first half with their 2-0 lead. We have a little more solemn look on the IIT side.
Well, they are worried, but they are playing good. Unfortunately, they don't have the lucky to score the goals.
One
they hit on the post, and the other one that the goalkeeper can reach them and without a doubt. But we see it's a good game, good day, hot day unfortunately, but it's awesome and beautiful day for playing soccer.
And now we got some points on the board, getting a little more aggressive. Things are moving downfield more instead of staying so much in the center. But again, we are at halftime right now, so we're going to take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back with you in just a few minutes when second half 2 opens up. Again, this is Chris Hamilton and
Sergio Venegas broadcasting to you
from SportsTownChicago.com on behalf of the Scarlet Hawk Network.